Howdy neighbors. Hey, good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Darrell Peel joining us. Back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed-through fly control. Altacid IGR and Clarifly Larvicide.
Hey neighbors, OKC West El Reno going to have a special rollover auction to benefit fire victims in northwestern Oklahoma this Wednesday, 12 noon. All proceeds will be given to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation to assist victims of wildfires this spring in northwestern Oklahoma. There'll be a donated calf come in the ring at OKC West at 12 noon that'll sell multiple times. Call OKC West 405-262-8800 for more info or to offer an add-on bid. The wildfires that hit northwestern Oklahoma during the month of April were huge. We're talking about over 350,000 acres burned in several counties, especially in Woodward County and in Dewey County. In fact, in Dewey County, almost half of the county was impacted by the wildfires. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today. He's had a chance to do a little bit of assessment regarding the cattle industry loss. Not anything else, not the physical property like homes or barns or these type of things, but simply things directly related to the beef cattle business. And he says the numbers are substantial.
Well, you know, of course, these are preliminary. We don't have firm numbers yet, but I put together some estimates last week that totaled up to, and this is on a burn that covered more than 348,000 acres, and I've got total losses estimated right now at $26.4 million. It's a pretty big number. It includes a lot of fence damage on, potentially more than 2,000 miles of fence. We are currently estimating that around 1,600 cattle died in the fire, and additionally, there were quite a lot of burned and hurt animals that have to be cared for. Obviously, the loss of pasture and hay results in emergency feed needs for cattle that are displaced by the fire. And then, you know, facilities and other things add to that total. So altogether, it comes up to be bigger than $26 million.
As for our cattle producer friends that were involved and impacted by these wildfires, recovery is beginning, but it's going to be a long haul.
It certainly is underway, and I should add that those estimates that I did not include the fact that a number of houses and other mm-hmm. personal property were destroyed in the fires as well, and I made no attempt to include those. My estimates were focused specifically on cattle-related industry things, but there is recovery going on. There is a great need for hay still in the area, and my understanding is that hay supplies are very tight, and that's been maybe one of the limiting factors. I think folks have gotten hay up until now, but they're going to need some more here for a while to come, given that, you know, the country still is in a drought and there's little prospects for a lot of forage growth right away. So that's a continuing need. And then obviously longer term, there'll be a tremendous amount of fence and facilities that have to be rebuilt and repaired as a result of this.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Darrell Peel. I know a lot of folks are out of hay this spring because of feeding most of the winter, but if you've got some hay available that you could give to the folks in northwestern Oklahoma, call the Woodward County Extension Office 405-590-0106. They're continuing to coordinate those efforts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.